Well, welcome to the 95.9 The Fox Studio. James Leone, Middlesex Middle School from Darien. He's in eighth grade, and he is going to the National Geographic Bee in Washington, D.C. How's it going, James?
It's going really great. This is really cool.
Yeah. Have you ever been into a radio station before?
I have not.
Now, you won the Connecticut Bee on April 6th.
Yes.
How many questions did you have to answer that day?
Total? I had to answer 8 preliminary questions, and I had to get them all right in order to guarantee a spot in the finals. So I kind of skipped out on the tiebreaker for the people who got 7 out of 8. So that's 8 questions. Then I went on stage and I had to answer 4 or 5 to get into the finals with me and one other person. And then it went like 12 tiebreaker rounds deep for me to secure the title.
So, wow.
Yeah.
So how does it work? If you get it correct, they have to get it wrong the next one?
Well,
how does the tiebreaker work?
Yeah, so in the finals, when there's still a bunch of people on stage, we all get our own questions. They'll do a few, like, geo-challenge or, like, special things where they'll ask some question, like some multiple choice question, we'll all have to select an answer. Once you get into the finals, they're giving us both the same question, and we write it down on a piece of paper, and then we'll, like, hold it up. And then the judges will confirm our answer. And so it has to go to a point where one of us gets it right and one of us gets it wrong.
How do you study for something like this? How or is it just in there?
Yeah, it's a pretty immense task. I've been practicing with my coach at Middlesex, Barbara Ivy. She's helped me a lot. After school, I'll do practice questions, fill out maps and stuff. At home, I can like watch videos of like past bees, or I can like take geography quizzes online and stuff like that. You'd be surprised about how much information is really out there.
If I was in eighth grade, or let's rephrase that, when I was in eighth grade, I had 26 volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica, and that was it. There was nothing else I could go to
yeah,
study. That's why I didn't do it.
That would have been a lot tougher.
Anybody else in your family help you out to study?
Well, sometimes I like practice questions on them in like a sort of family GOB thing that I'll run. But I'm the only real geography enthusiast in my family, I'd have to say.
Geography enthusiast in the family. So, Mom is filming us. Sorry about that, Mom. So it's the National Geographic Bee. It's going to be May 21st in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get out of school for it?
Yes, it's an excused absence, so I don't think I'm going to have any homework
excellent.
First 3 days of that week.
They know where you're going. It's mm-hmm. not like you could say, like, oh, I'm sick, and like you actually go to, like, you know, Florida or something.
Yeah.
They know exactly where you're going to be. What do your friends think about this?
They think it's pretty neat. I had to win my school first to get a chance to go to the state bee.
So you had to beat your friends.
Yes.
What was that like?
Well, at Middlesex, which is the school I go to, I would say that the more people, since like half the school watches the final competition on stage, like the final 10 people in the school, more people were like congratulating me and like knew about it at the school than they did after I won states. So it was almost like as big of a deal as that as winning states was.
For the National Geographic Bee is only for students from grades 4 through 8.
Mm-hmm.
You're in eighth grade right now. So had you ever been a part of it before? Had you ever gotten, how far had you gotten previously?
Well, I went to a Catholic school in New Canaan.
Okay.
Until fifth grade. Well, I went there through fifth grade and they didn't do the bee there. 6th through 8th grade, I've participated in at Middlesex, but I didn't really start learning geography until I was in 7th grade. So 6th grade, I didn't do very well. 7th grade, I got to the finals, and I came in 5th. And then I realized that the 3 of the 4 kids who beat me in the B last year, they would be gone. They'd be going to the high school next year. So I kind of left a nice little gap for me to fit in there.
Strategy. You mm-hmm. planned it out a year in advance.
Say that.
When did you discover that you had this knack for geographic knowledge?
I read a lot, and I tend to absorb a lot of the information that I read. So I've always just been reading and checking out some sources and stuff. And then I've just gotten more into geography over the years because I do this academic competition at my school called Quiz Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
It's similar to like Team Jeopardy almost sort of thing. And my team will get asked questions and we'll have to try and figure them out. And each kid on the team is supposed to have a specialty. And I chose geography in 6th grade. So I've always had to learn that just to succeed at Quiz Bowl. And now it's obviously come in handy in the Geography Bee itself.
That's great. What do you want to do in the future? What do you want to do when you're an adult?
Mm-hmm.
I would say when you grow up, you seem pretty grown up already. You're going to the National Geographic Bee.
Yeah. I'd love to travel around the world. I've gotten to travel around the country quite a bit, which is really cool, but I'd like to broaden the horizons a little bit, just see some other cultures, see some of the stuff I've been learning about for like, 3 years. Yeah. So I'm trying to, I think it'd be really exciting to travel to like Europe or Africa or someplace like that, trying to use my skills in some sort of job or something like that.
Now, I don't know if you know this, but Connecticut actually has one winner in the National Geographic Bee.
Mm-hmm.
It was
Do
you know his name?
I think it was like Felix Peng.
That's it. That's exactly
yeah,
his name.
Yeah, I think that was in
Well, you got that one right. That was mm-hmm. the first question. Yeah, he won in 2000. He was also an eighth grader. Have you met any, whether you've met him or any other previous winners, somebody that could give you some advice about what you're getting into?
So Darianne, actually, my school specifically, we've had like 5 different state winners, like more than any other school. So I talked to someone who won states 3 times in a row, who was from my school.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in college now. His name is Michael Brecky, and he won in, I think, 2011, 2012, and 2013, which is pretty impressive, winning as a 6th, 7th, and 8th grader.
Wow.
So I've practiced with him a little bit.
Oh, that's the guy to go to.
6th, mm-hmm.
7th, and 8th?
Yeah.
It's certainly not for me. Well, this is awesome. Now, I do have to ask you geography question. Like, I cannot let you leave. So I'm going to ask you a question. Because Earth bulges at the equator, the point that is furthest from Earth's center is the summit. You know this. I haven't even finished the question. I didn't even say the country that I'm going to refer to.
Is it Ecuador?
It's Ecuador. Why don't you just name the peak?
Is it Mount Chimborazo?
It's Mount Chimborazo. See, that's what I'm talking about. A question. I got halfway through the question, didn't say the country, didn't even say what I was going to ask, and you already knew it.
Yeah, that's a nice little trivia bit to know there. Mount Everest is the highest above sea level, but since the Earth bulges at the equator, like it said in the question, technically Mount Chimborazo is the highest, like from the Earth's core. And then the tallest mountain in general is Mauna Kea in Hawaii. It stretches up from the seafloor to a height that's like several thousand feet taller than Mount Everest, but only some of it is actually above sea level.
In the actual competition, they'll just say, we're good here, we're good here, once you got the name of the Mount.
Yeah.
What was it? Chimborazo. Yeah. For this podcast, for 95.9 Fox, that's the best answer you possibly could have given.
All right.
Well, congratulations. We're all rooting for you. It's going to be May 21st.
That's the first round of the competition.
May 21st, the first round of the competition. Washington, D.C., the National Geographic Bee. James Leone of Middlesex Middle School in Darien. He's an eighth grader, and he's going for it.
All right.
Thanks for stopping by today.
No problem. Thank you.